back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, thanks for rolling with us today. By the way, we have a Facebook group that we interact with throughout the show. You can go to Ben and Skin Listeners on Facebook, and you can go join that group. We also have a show Instagram page. We may go live on that at some point again. I thought that was, outside of the fact that the first half of it was landscape and you had to look at it sideways, I thought that was almost successful.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of precedent, so every time we do it, we have to do the first half of it sideways to begin it. We have to. We have no choice.
We got Around the Sports coming up. We got to talk about Luka. We got to talk about all the technicals. We've got a Love Shack coming up. And we got one of the wildest stories we've ever heard of. All that is coming your way in the Ben and Skin Show. But right now, it's time for this.
He's an irrational, quick-triggered, nuclear overreactor. He's a masterful storyteller who consistently finds himself drowning in a sea of awkward. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
All right, so I got to ask you guys about something. I was involved in a potential, almost near road rage incident.
I'm in.
Today.
I'm listening.
I decided not to go any further with it, because I might have been guilty.
Oh. When you say not go further with it, you mean escalated to gunplay?
Never would have gone that far. Okay. For me, I mean, I also, but I think about that every time. If you're, like, when I was younger and full dumbass, I'm only partial dumbass now, I was very aggressive on the roads, and if somebody was aggressive towards me, I guess I should say I returned aggression. Like, if somebody, I can remember, like, one time I was in this huge, long line of traffic, and there was two lanes completely backed up for a long way, and if you moved over into the far right lane to take a right, you could bypass, like, a mile of traffic. But what a lot of people were doing was bypassing that traffic, getting up to the front, and then cutting over.
Put that blinker on.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that actually ties back into this story. But I decided, all right, I'm going to go ahead and just go up here and take a right. This is back in the day. And so I went and got in that right lane. I was going to go all the way up, take a right, then go down, take a U-turn, and do that route. Well, some guy saw me coming, and he thought, oh, hey, I just saw you pull out. So he pulled his truck out and blocked me. I wouldn't even, like, I was going up there to turn right, but he thought maybe he'll go up there and cut in. And he blocked me. And so in my younger days, when I was way more ready to fight, I decided to drive up to his car. There was barely enough room for my car to pass, and I'm almost scraping his car passing him because he's blocking off the lane. And I take my hand and I slap his mirror of his car so it's not in my way, and then I just waved to him and drove off. Luckily, he didn't shoot me. But back in my younger days, that's how I'd handle things. And I remember one time somebody cut me off and was being a real a-hole, and so I was holding, like, the largest soft drink anyone had. This is in my 20s. This is like 30 years ago. And I was holding the largest soft drink ever. It's like an oil tanker. And I cut in front of, got back in front of them, and I lofted it up with my left hand out the driver's side window. It was a beautiful left. Went to my left. And it landed and exploded on their windshield.
Oh, God.
And just huge fountain drink everywhere. And I was ready to go, right? Yeah. Like, oh, I'm amped up here. Are we thrown down? Luckily, that never happened because I'm not good at fighting. But I was, you know, an aggressive driver. In my old age, I'm not that anymore. And I don't ever have any incidents where there's even really even potentially road rage at all.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty happy guy. So today I found myself in a situation where all of a sudden, as I'm coming up to a major highway, out of nowhere, a road that I'm on every day that's a two-lane road has been shut down to one lane.
Ooh.
And I find out after I'm already, basically the left lane is about to be closed.
Mm-hmm.
The right lane goes back 75,000 miles.
Yeah.
But I found out after I went up, got to a hill, and I was like, oh, this lane's closed. Now, if I wanted to be a jerk, I would have kept going all the way to the front to where the lane was stopped, put on my blinker, and cut over. Right?
Yes.
But I didn't do that. I was like, I'm just going to sit here with my blinker on it. Because I can't go backwards a half mile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I am where I am. And also, by me staying there, no other cars can come up behind me and go do that cut-in move.
Mm-hmm.
But no one will let me in. I can't get in. Like, no one. They're like, screw you. I'm like, no, I'm not the guy going up to the front to cut in. Right. I'm back here.
Yeah, they should let you in. That's how the system works.
Help me out. look, I'm not being a jerk. I'm not trying to cheat the system. This is the exact moment I was able to ascertain that my lane is closed.
It's also an interesting mentality of no matter what, I can't let this one car in.
Yes.
It's like 0.5 seconds, too. That's 0.5 seconds out of your day to let someone over.
I go
out
of my way to let people in.
Me
too.
That's
going to change my day in a way that I'll never get back. This person does not get in front of me.
It's a karma deposit, too. Just get some good karma out there in the energy in the world, right? Let somebody in. Maybe it'll come back to you.
I'll be quick. At the Galleria, there's like where people are trying to get out of the parking garage at the Galleria. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're coming up right there on Inwood. Almost every day, I stop and let someone go in, even if the road's still going, if there's no one behind me.
Like, you don't even have to go that way. You just go there and position yourself to let someone in.
I feel like I feel better about myself. But then I was letting someone in the other day, and they just honked at me. And I'm like, look, the people behind me are like, I'm letting someone out.
Right.
Just like, it's what you do. Mm-hmm. You do the right thing. It's a red light. You're not going anywhere.
You need to put your car in park and go tell them.
People are selfish is what we've learned.
People
really,
are very
the last
selfish.
Few years. People are selfish.
This was a very... So I had sat there for a second, and I just couldn't get in. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then I look up ahead of me, and I'm like, okay, there's an 18-wheeler here.
Ooh.
And so clearly when this light turns green and all these cars take off, that 18-wheeler will struggle to keep up with the car in front of it. I'll cut in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, no one else is going to let me in. That's my only shot. And I'm driving a fast little car from Brian Day and our friends over at Autoplex. I'm like, I can give this a little... It's got a little zip to it.
You got a fast car.
And so the light turns green. I go ahead and start accelerating. I'm like, no one's letting me in here. I'm going to just hop in front of this 18-wheeler. Well, the 18-wheeler's like the F you are.
Oh!
Censorship!
And so that 18-wheeler's like, oh, I see what you're doing. Because you can tell, not the body language, but the car language of a car.
Yeah.
And so you
how much torque it has.
That car start that 18-wheeler starts hauling ass. Like, you're not getting in front of me, mother effer.
Which makes sense because those big cars start and stop fast really well. So it's a good decision by the driver.
I don't understand. And so I'm like, there's clearly it's a showdown because I'm coming up to an absolute dead end where my lane is closed.
Mm-hmm.
And so does he just want to run me into the dead end? Am I supposed to die over this?
Yes.
Or?
Yes, you need to die over this driving decision.
Or do I just wait here forever? Is no one ever going to let me in? Or do I just have to risk killing someone by pulling out in front of them? I don't know. I'm really, if this truck won't let me in, I'm kind of screwed. And so I'm like, all right, is he going to let me in? And then finally I'm like, this truck is willing to kill me. Like, if I'm going to go for this, it's so dedicated to keeping me from getting in front of it that we're either going to wreck or I'm going to have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just stopped. I'm like, that's fine. Yeah, it's a showdown. So I stopped. And then I'm like, because that truck had accelerated so quickly, there was a gap behind the truck. And the car behind them was like, hey, hop in. And so they just let me in. They were late. They completely, was somebody in a nice Escalade. They just stopped. They're like, come on, man. Hop in.
Honda Accord.
They saw what was going on. They did a kind gesture.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm directly behind this 18-wheeler, and he was willing to kill me, or I was willing to die, either way you want to look at it, over that maybe 1 second gained.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we pulled up through the light we were trying to get through, it was traffic again. And so we all sat in traffic again. And so no one won anything. If we had, if lives had been lost over that, it would have been the most fruitless waste of life ever. And so then, finally, we get to a point where I can pull up and pass the truck. And I see the logo on the side of the truck. And it's a company that's owned by a friend of mine, a friend of ours, Skin. And I'm like,
whoa.
And I'm just rolling down my window to flip this guy off or something. And I see that logo and I'm like, oh, really? And so we have a small verbal exchange, and I go, hey.
Hold on. Give window down?
Window's down. Yeah, and I go, hey, man, I know so-and-so and so-and-so own your company. I'll give him a call.
Ooh.
And he goes, you do that, buddy. I got you on camera acting like an a-hole.
Buddy.
I videoed you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Dude, he needs to post it in that Facebook group where you stole that guy's video and claimed it as your own.
Hey, you know these people?
I don't know who he's talking about yet.
Okay. But you said y'all know him. So once you
find
out,
you wink at me.
Video.
Yeah, we should try to get the video.
It's a great idea.
We
got to
get this video of Ben acting like an a-hole on his truck. I want this video.
Well,
I'm going to try to get it sponsored.
Well, I decided, there's a couple things at play here. I decided, you know what, that guy, it was a jerk move of that guy to do that to me, but he was assuming that I was trying to do a jerk move to cut in front of him in a fast car, which people probably do to truck drivers all the time, and I got love for truck drivers. They have to deal with us being idiots all the time, and so I'm like, all right, but the fact that he was like, I got you, there's nothing incriminating for me on video. I just explained the situation.
Well, really, what he said was this. I've got proof that I was on my phone while driving in a company car.
Well, I had a camera underneath. Probably had a camera. I think they all have cameras on the dashboard. Work vehicles. That's what my take was.
Rear cam, too.
Which I'd like to see the tape to know if I could have made it.
Yes.
It could just be a play that he has just at, ready to go to get people to back off.
Well, it's just a panic thing to say. It's an, oh, yeah, well, I have this ammunition.
But regardless, I decided, you know what? I don't want to do that. I want to be that person.
No, let's do it on the air.
I don't want this guy to get in trouble.
I do.
Now, if he's an a-hole going around driving like that, then my buddies with this company deserve to know. But maybe he's not. Maybe it was just an a-hole showdown between two a-holes, me and him, and we both were just trying to get in where we're going. Anyways,
did you tell the truth about your motives? Were you really trying to short-circuit the system a little bit, or was it true? Okay, well, then you've done nothing wrong.
Because as soon as I got over a hill, I realized the lane was closed. Mm-hmm. I realized I was screwed.
The common denominator is traffic.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Take out traffic, and these road rage incidents don't happen.
How do you take out traffic, though?
People go home.
You can't... What?
No, he's really on to something here. People should align all their schedules so that there's no traffic.
You spend all your money on a mortgage, just go home. I've been running this platform for years.
Okay.
Just go home, people. You spend a lot of money for your house.
Don't go to work.
Then spend your time there as well. Don't be out and about jamming up the roads.
Yeah. He's right, guys.
It's my go-home platform.
People should stop going to work so that the roads can be easier for truck drivers.
Pretty simple.
Yep.
Not for truck drivers, for everyone.
Oh, okay.
So anyways,
go home.
I didn't want to get it. I decided ultimately I didn't want to be that person to get someone in trouble.
Can I know the name of the company in the break and then we decide?
Yeah.
Because I think they need to know.
Well, we don't. you just want the video.
Right.
But I don't want to, for the sake of getting that video, I don't want to get somebody in trouble.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, though. There's a chance they're listening right now and they're sweating bullets over whether or not you're going to take their job.
No, they could have been. Oh. They're probably just going, I could have killed Ben. That would have been awesome. Damn, I wish he would have cut in front of me. Anyway, so was I in the right or wrong?
I don't
think you've done
anything
without the tape.
I didn't see the tape.
I never have a conversation. Windows up and I ignore.
I shouldn't have done that.
I never go window down.
That's, I could have got shot.
Yeah, that's very scary. But you're in the right. I mean, you didn't know the lane was ending, but I will admit I can't stand the people that do that.
Yeah.
I can't stand them.
But I didn't do it.
Yeah. It's not your fault. But how do you know, you know? Yeah, he didn't know that. He didn't know that you didn't know.
We have to see the video to find out.
You guys needed to pull over and talk through your differences.
That's not how road rage incidents.
That's not how it works.
That's not help.
The other thing, it's now official. It's out. I posted this at the Ben and Skin listener group. The Dude Perfect video came out for the song that I wrote.
Yeah!
So that was a very exciting thing, man. And I saw that before our show started, it had 2.5 million views in 16 hours.
That is insane.
And it was the number 6 trending thing on YouTube.
That is incredible.
And it's a song called Pet Peeves, and they've never made music before, but they wanted to start trying their hand at it, just doing silly music videos. And so we met a couple years ago and started talking about it conceptually, and they've listened to the show for a long time. They know I make funny songs, so we started talking about concepts. They wanted to make one about pet peeves that just lists all their, you know, all least favorite pet peeves. But then COVID happened, and so I didn't think we were going to finish the song. And then it just, you know, pet peeves itself along seemed to go away. It's like a luxury to have a pet peeve. And then as the world started to come back to normal, they're like, hey, we're going to put this thing together. And I got real excited because Aaron Kelly helped me make this song. Guy Skin hooked me up with. He was really, really talented. And I guess
we should just say, too, Forbidden Skin listeners, he did the production on the intro song.
Yes. And he's done a lot of intro songs, yeah. like Skin's Wade Pool.
Mm-hmm.
He worked with us on that, and everybody
if
loves
it. If something has a string on it, he can play it at an elite level.
Yeah,
he's a really good musician.
And he just had a new single come out, right?
Well, he produced a song for Sarah Jaffe.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's wicked talented. So which would you rather hear first? The version where I recorded the lyrics for them to learn them? Because I should have probably done a country song first, something a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so excited and I really wanted to crush it, so I did a rap song with a singing hook. But it's a very silly rap song.
So I've heard this several times. Can all the dudes sing?
No. Oh. No, Tyler can. Tyler Tony comes from a singing family. His dad was a singer in their family business. They were gospel singers. So he comes from a singing family and has a lot of talent at singing. And the other guys, the other four guys hadn't sung before, to my knowledge, and none of them had ever rapped, ever. Mm-hmm. And so it was a little probably overambitious for me to create a rap song, but it wasn't super complex or anything.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point of the song was to get to these bridges, because there's a couple bridges that, not the chorus, but the bridge, where I think is what you would call that. It's the idea of a guy passionately singing about something that is nonsensical,
mm-hmm.
like mustard juice. What a pain in the ass it is. That's a pet peeve when you squeeze mustard and all you get is mustard juice. And so the point was to try to get to the bridge like that and make that be the big home run. And so anyways, they, you know, to their credit, all of those guys are so humble and so talented, and they're fearless. Like, they're like, I can't rap. And they're like, I'll go try it. What the hell? I'll give it a shot. Like, and they were competing with one another to be the best of the bad ones. Like, Tyler could do anything, and everybody else was like Cody and Garrett and Corey and Kobe. They were, like, willing to try anything, but they were competing with each other so they wouldn't be the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was great. I just had a lot of respect for the courage which they attacked it, fearlessly.
It sounds like the play-in game. Like, all these guys are trying to make the playoffs and not be the team that has to be in the play-in game.
Yeah.
They're all trying to be, like, you know, the 2 through the 6 seed.
And, dude, you guys have to see this video. They went and had it produced. It's the most gorgeous video ever. I mean, it looks phenomenal. And they don't take themselves seriously. Mm-hmm. And they're joking around, just having fun with it, laughing about these pet peeves. Anyways, which would you rather hear first, my version or theirs?
Why don't we do this? Why don't we carry it over and hear both versions on the other side as part of Around the Sports? What do you think about them apples?
All right, we'll do that coming up next right here on 97.1 The Eagle.